This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On a side note first, one of the coolest things I studied today was the meaning of the word lisan. So I can't help myself but share that with you. Lisan is the Arabic word for tongue, also the Arabic word for language. One of the words in Arabic for language. But its origin is very interesting. Al-lisanu ma'roof wal-milsan bil-kasra hajarun yaj'alunahu fi a'la babi baytin yabnunahu min hijara wa yaj'aluna luhmata sab'u لحمه السبع في مؤخره فاذا دخل السبع فتناول اللحمه فسقط الحجر على الباب فسدهم وبذا يصيدون السبع. The word lisan comes from the word milsan. Milsan is a trap that they used to build on top of a door, where they put a giant rock on top and they're hoping that a coyote or a lion or whatever else, they put some meat on the door. It'll come, it'll be drawn towards the meat. When it starts eating the meat, it pulls on the rock, falls on them, killing the animal. That's how they used to set a trap for the animal. Okay, this is actually called a milsan. And the reason it's called a milsan is in the origin of the word lisan is the idea of drawing somebody in for the kill. In other words, language at its essence is supposed to be a means of conquering people with words. To trap them with words. To captivate them. It is as though the Arabs recognize that the most powerful language or the most powerful weapon at the disposal of a human being is actually language. If you realize that, then you realize that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the most powerful weapon there is. His own word. What can attract humanity more than the word of Allah itself? The lisan of the Qur'an itself. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. So language is to be used carefully to draw people in. And killing doesn't mean destroying people here. It actually means to conquer people, to take over the hearts and minds of people with good words. Because you know, like the Arab says, "Annasu abidu lihsan." People are enslaved to goodness. A good, kind word can actually own, you can own somebody's heart with a good, kind word. You can do that. And so that's the, kind of a side note on the meanings of the word lisan. But now let's go back. When Allah says, didn't we furnish them two eyes? What's the purpose of saying two eyes? It's not just generically, Allah has given us the gift of two eyes. Yes, He has. Also two hands, also two feet, etc., etc. Why is He highlighting eyes? What's the benefit of eyes? Seeing. What did He call on us to see already? He called us on us to take a good look at the land. This land, which He swore by. He asked us to take a good look at the messenger who's being mistreated. Everybody can see it with their eyes. He asked them to take a good look inside of themselves, the history of this land. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Did we not furnish the human being with two eyes? Don't you see who this is? Don't you recognize who this is? Can't you tell his character is different from everybody else's? You don't see that with your eyes? And if he says, if you think he's saying nonsense, if you think what he's saying is a lie, is magic, is poetry, it's a conspiracy, whatever you think it is, you have a tongue. Why is it locked between your two lips? Why don't you have a response to this Qur'an? Why don't you have anything to say against it? Why is the Qur'an so capable of constantly silencing you to the point, and this is the point, the Quraysh prided themselves over their speech. You know that, right? They prided themselves over language. And when they opposed the Prophet ﷺ, they could have opposed, because the Prophet, he didn't bring an army with him. Rasulullah did not bring ﷺ, he didn't bring an army, he didn't bring money, he didn't bring control, he just brought words. That's all he had is words. And the best way to defeat words is what? Words. I mean, if he has words, we can just, you know, there's more of us, we can hold joint meetings and come up with better words. End of the problem. Why would the Quraysh, who have held the sanctity of this land, who know on top of that, not only are they the custodians of the Kaaba, on top of that they're tribal people. Arabs never attack one of their own. They're willing to violate the sanctity of the Kaaba, for which they are known all over the land. They're willing to violate the constitution of their own tribe. And they're willing to spill blood of the Prophet ﷺ. But what they cannot do is, which is supposed to be so much easier, just come up with words. You don't have to kill anybody. You don't have to do Badr or Uhud or Ahzab. You don't have to do any of that. Just come up with words that silences the Prophet ﷺ. That overcomes him. That people say, yeah, well, Quran was pretty impressive, but this is something else. This is 2.0, baby. This wins. KO. You know, like you have in some of the youth here know, they have those, like, I don't even know what they're called, but they're like spitting matches against rappers. Rappers have spitting matches against each other. What are they called? Huh? A rap battle. Why not? And they had those battles back in the day, the Shi'a battles. They had rap battles back in the day. Quran is dropping ayat, one after the other. Why don't you just respond? The fact that they couldn't respond, the fact that their tongue, which is so eloquent, the tongue in Arabic is also an expression of eloquence. That the tongue is contained within what? The shafatain. Despite the problem that they see. Solve this problem, open your mouth. Is actually, again, a compelling evidence from Allah Azza wa Jal that they themselves know they have no response. They know they got nothing on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the deeper look section.